Begin the Garden Daf, Masech the Shabbos, Daf Samaches, we begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste of your mouth, let's begin the words of the Gemara. Avaloi shal kamai, so what are you telling me? But if he didn't forget it, what's the halacha? Chayva kol malacha malacha, then obviously you're coming to tell me that he'd be liable for every single malacha individually. So I just want to explain, where exactly do you have such a deek from the Gemara that regarding if someone knows the essence of Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos, there's mechayv for every single malacha, at least at this point in the Gemara. And that is because the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the opening case of the Mishnah that says whoever knows the essence of Shabbos. And he did many malachas and many Shabbos, he's mechayv in every single Shabbos. That's talking about somebody that knows the essence of Shabbos, but then he subsequently forgot. That's how the Gemara is explaining at this point. Where in such a case, he's mechayv for every single Shabbos. So the Gemara is medayik. If that's the case, that he still knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot today's Shabbos, so then you tell me that he's gonna that regarding that case, he's mechayv on every single malacha. So then why does the Mishnah say that only someone that knows it's Shabbos, but he does many different malachas, he's mechayv every single malacha? You could say the bigger chiddush, you could say even the case that someone knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot this. And for sure the case of the third case, of the safe of the Mishnah, you didn't have to say that case. Now, Tamilari, the Reb wonders as follows. Menali lemeide kachi, where does the Gemara know to make this deek, to ask this question of Rabbi Shmuel? Ema, that I could actually say, deloy shalcho, that when he did not forget the essence of Shabbos, he only forgot that today's Shabbos, that actually, nami einachayim akal malacha malacha. No, he's not going to be chayim every single malacha. As the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is, as the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara originally assumes, it's just the Gemara at this point assumes this question and it's asking, and actually, Elah Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Actually, this case would only be liable for every single Shabbos. K'mayim behikol b'seiv shachach. Just like when someone knew, and then at the end, he forgot, which is the way we're explaining at this point, Rav and Shmuel, where B'tana hikol b'seiv shachach. B'tana mentions a case, again, the way Rav and Shmuel are explaining the Gemara at this point, explained the Mishnah at this point in the Gemara, if someone knew about Shabbos, then forgot about Shabbos, there's mechayv b'chatzis for every single Shabbos, even though there was no awareness in between, and for sure this case, where he still knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today is Shabbos, that, yeah, he's mechayv b'chatzis every single Shabbos, because he has an awareness between each Shabbos, so it differentiates and being liable each one separately, kedeparach, as the Gemara had asked this question before. So what's the proof that he's mechayv in every single malacha? So Rashi asked this question too, and this brings, says the Masha Pesh Bukunja, this is how Rashi explains, the Dayik, because the Gemara is making an inference, that when somebody knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos, obviously the Chayav HaKam Malacha Malacha obviously has to be, pushed by default, that we could infer that he's liable in every single Malacha, even though Rashi not explained the reasoning, but that's what the Gemara is coming from. Why? How do we know that for sure? From the fact that the Mishnah does not put them two together and doesn't say, first of all, which again is the way we explain it according to Rabbi Shmuel at this point of the Gemara. Someone knows the essence of Shabbos, but they forgot about the essence of Shabbos. And it doesn't say, also, and somebody that, no, he knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos, that Chayav Kol Shabbos and Shabbos is liable for every single Shabbos individually. Oh, if we would have said it like that, Davim Ashmi, that would have sounded like that Davka Akol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that specifically for every single Shabbos, B'loy Akol Malacha, and not for every single Malacha. For the fact that the Tanya Mishnah does not include the two of them together, it only writes the case that someone knows the essence of Shabbos is Michayim on every single Shabbos, which, again, the way we're interpreting it at this point is that he knew and that he forgot. So that's a proof that if he still knows it right now, the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos, obviously it's one more level severe that he can have in every single malacha. That's how Rashi gives the answer to this question. However, Tosfos brings that ain't near the Reb. This does not seem to be correct according to the Reb. Because the Imkain, if that would be the case, the Heche Paruch L'El, how does the Gemara previously ask on Rav and Shmuel that they said that if someone knew and then ultimately forgot the essence of Shabbos? So they're saying at this point in the Gemara that you can be chayav in every single Shabbos. On the other Gemara asked, then instead of saying Hayidei Ikar Shabbos, Ba'asim Lachas Harbi, Yechayav Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos, which at that point the Gemara still thought, as is really the simple translation, that he knows that now it's Shabbos, it's just that he forgot that today is Shabbos, you can be chayav in every single Shabbos. Whoa, why are you saying that case? Listen, Hikil B'Slei B'Shachach, why didn't you say, again, according to your interpretation at this point of the Gemara, say that he knew, but then he forgot that there you're going to be chayav in every single Shabbos, but koshkin ha, and be sure where he forgot that today is Shabbos, then for sure he's mechayvin every single Shabbos. Now, says Taisus, the mashma. That sounds like the ha, that this, that if he forgot only that today's Shabbos, but he still remembers to ask the Shabbos, the lo itzrich lemisni, that we didn't have to say that case, because that's what the Gemara is saying, that we would know that from a koshkin. Problem is, according to Rashi, it's difficult, because if so, what's the question that the Tanna shouldn't write? Only the case of when he forgot the essence of Shabbos, and I would know that if he knows the essence of Shabbos, for sure he's going to have every single Shabbos, but for nami itzrich lashminan, what do you mean? It's not true. The Gemara's question now doesn't make sense, what we had earlier. You have to say it. Why? To tell you, to tell you, because as we're saying, at this point we're saying that's the dig we're making. But if that's the dig, then why did the Gemara early ask? We know we needed to say that case, not to just delete it, because to tell you that Nacham and every single Malacha. So therefore, Taisus rejects the interpretation of Rashi. So Taisus has to go back and answer the original question. Why is the Gemara being medayik? That if he didn't forget the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos, he can have every single Malacha. What do you mean? You could say that no. The Tana mentioned Hikul Ibsem Shachach, Ikr Shabbos, to be Mechadish, Echabin, every single Shabbos. And for sure, when you know the essence of Shabbos, you should forget today's Shabbos, on every single Shabbos. Why are we assuming that it's going to be on every single Malacha? So, in the early read, it seems to the read that the Le'el the Kamar, when the Gemara earlier had asked, Listni Hikul Ibsem Shachach, Bekoshkin Ha, that, okay, what do you mean? Say the case of when you knew it and then you forgot. And for sure, the case where you know the essence of Shabbos, you just forgot today's Shabbos, that you're going to be having every single Shabbos. Explains the re, loy boy lememer. The Gemara doesn't want to say, it's not coming to ask, the loy listening club in Mishnah, that it should not have said at all in the Mishnah, the case of when someone forgot the today's Shabbos, but he knows the essence of Shabbos. No, aloha perusha. This is what the Gemara's question is. Midiktani, achayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, from the fact that the words of the Mishnah are, in this case, that you're liable for every single Shabbos, and beloy ketani doesn't say, ein achayv el al kol Shabbos, and it doesn't say, and you're not liable only for every Shabbos. Weird, the Habamashma, that wording would have sounded like that the Chiddush is that you're only liable for every Shabbos. Meaning, what does that mean? V'loy al kol malacha malacha, but you're not chayv for every single malacha. Now, it doesn't say that. It just says, chayv al kol Shabbos. So Mashma sounds like the ikum esnitna, the primary element of the Mishnah is chiyuva aslashmin. It's coming to tell us not that exemption. It's going to tell you the liability. The chayim will call Shabbos for Shabbos, and you're liable for every single Shabbos, but loy batura. And it's not going to tell us that you're exempt, the ain't a chayim will come aloha, that you're not liable for every single aloha. Oh, so that's what Taisa says. That was the Gemara's question. Then Cain, if that's the case, it's difficult. Since the Tana wanted to tell us the Chiddush, that you're, that what, the liability, more of the liability regarding chatois, so listen, hikul b'seiv shachach. So it should have said the case, and this is what the Gemara's question was, that if he knew and then he forgot the essence of Shabbos, that even if he totally forgot the essence of Shabbos, still you're going to be liable on every single Shabbos. That's more of a chiddush in regards to liability. But koshkin high, and for sure this case, where he knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos, the chayv kol Shabbos, you're liable on every single Shabbos, achatas. And therefore, therefore, it didn't have to say this case of when he forgot that today's Shabbos, in this case, in this category, rather should have said it afterwards in the next category, meaning where Hayudeyik or Shabbos, if someone knows the essence of Shabbos and they forgot today's Shabbos, that ain't a chayiv ella kol Shabbos for Shabbos, that there it should have said the chiddush the other way, that not that you are liable, that you're only liable for every single Shabbos. Oh, Lashmina, that would tell us that ain't the chayav kol malacha, that you're not going to be liable for every single malacha, only in every Shabbos. But in truth, as it re-explains, the Gemara's question was never that it should not say at all the halacha of a day Shabbos, b'shachach shem Shabbos, that you have every single Shabbos. It's just saying it shouldn't have said it together over here, because this is a chiddush we should have said for that you of chayuva. And then this other case would have been lebetura, that it's only for every Shabbos, not for every single malacha. So Taisa concludes the Asha Daik Shaper. Now, the Gemara, what we're coming to explain, we understand the Dig of the Gemara. If the intent of the Mishnah is that if someone forgot the essence of Shabbos totally, and then we're saying he's going to be chayib on every single Shabbos, like the Gemara assumes at this point of the Gemara, and it doesn't say at all the halacha that if you forgot the today's Shabbos, so therefore the Gemara is medayik, that if it's only that you forgot the essence of Shabbos, you're chayib for every single Shabbos, avoloi shakha, but if you didn't forget, rather, you just forgot that today's Shabbos. So, my word, halacha be chayav akol malacha o malacha. Then, obviously, be liable for every single malacha. How do we know that? Because since it doesn't say it in the next category, the ein chayv el al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, as in a way of, and you're not going to be liable only for every single Shabbos, it doesn't say that. So from that inference, you could say that obviously, because it actually will be chayv, and it doesn't say it in a separate category, you actually will be chayv in every single malacha. So Tosfos Rashi interpretation that the Gemara's inference was from the fact that the Tanna does not say both dinim. A, that if someone knows the essence of Shabbos and he forgot it, or if he knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos, that he chayv in every single Shabbos, it only writes the case of that if he forgot the essence of Shabbos, he chayv in every single Shabbos. Obviously, it sounds like that if you still know the essence of Shabbos, you just forgot that today's Shabbos, you chayv in every single malach. But Tosfos finds that difficult, because previously the Gemara had asked that we should say only the case of Hekel B'Seb Shachach, that he chayv in every single Shabbos, and for sure I would know if he forgot that today's Shabbos, he chayv in every single Shabbos. But what do you mean? According to the way Rashi explained to the Gemara now, you needed to say that even when he forgot that today's Shabbos, that he's not going to be chayv on every single malacha. Zibba the Bri explains that actually previously when the Gemara was coming to say that only the chiddush that you chayv on every single Shabbos, the Tana could have said that in a more of a chiddush way, that if he totally forgot the essence of Shabbos, that even there you're going to be chayv. But the Gemara wasn't asking that it shouldn't be said at all. That the case of if when someone it's just saying that regarding the chumrah, but it should have said it as a different case in the exemption. That's the most questionable here. That if the Mishnah is not writing this halacha at all, that someone knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot that today's Shabbos is chayav in every single Shabbos. It only wrote that if he forgot the essence of Shabbos, he's chayav in every single Shabbos. So it sounds like that if someone forgot only that today's Shabbos, but he remembers the essence of Shabbos, that he would be chayav on every single halacha. Now you turn the next place to the Maskel, the place begins the words of the Gemara, listening how you day Iker Shabbos. We should say the case of he knows the essence of Shabbos, but Kol Shekhen Ha, and for sure here where the Gemara is still in the midst of explaining the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel according to the Adamina. There's Tosfos coming to explain according to an Amoira, Rabbah, how would you understand the Gemara's question? That's because the Gemara is asking, as we're learning according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it sounds like from the Mishnah, the way we're explaining it, that only if he forgot the essence of Shabbos, he's going to be chayv on every single Shabbos. But if he still knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot to today's Shabbos, he's going to be chayv on every single malach. If so why did the Mishnah say in the Sefer, only if he knows Shabbos, he just did many malachas, that then he's chayv on kol malach malach? You could have said a bigger chiddush, he knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot today's Shabbos, and still even big, he's chayv on kol malach, for sure where you didn't forget, and you did malachas, he's chayv on every single malach. Now, but Tosfos says, Teima L'Ri, it's a wonder to the Ri. Because L'Rav, according to Rav Adam B'Kris, that he says in Kris, he says, the Bezadin Shabbos V'Shigyas Malachas. Like this case, where someone was delivered regarding Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos. He just made errors regarding Malachas, he thought these Malachas are not prohibited. So Rav explains, the Loi Mechayev HaKol Shabbos V'Shabbos. You're not liable for every single Shabbos. This that we're saying in the Mishnah, that you're liable for every single Malacha, is just in general every single Malacha. But if every single malacha only one chatas, and you're not going to multiply it by the amount of Shabbos that went by. And where does he get this idea from? Bedek, we must need nahacha. His dik is from our Mishnah over here, where it says if someone knows that it's Shabbos, but he does many malachas b'shagig, and many b'shabbos is chayv on every single av malacha. With delay ketanei chayv on kol av malacha shakol Shabbos b'shabbos. Doesn't say he's chayv every single malacha of every single Shabbos. So it sounds like he's only chayv for each av malacha one time in all these years, and not every single Shabbos. On that taste asks udli didei. But according to Rava, Heichi Parachacha, what's the Gemara's question over here? That it should not say the case of that he knows the Shabbos, and he does many malachas. They chayv in every single malacha because rather listen how he did Iker Shabbos. Like we're saying, it should say the bigger chiddush that he knows the essence of Shabbos. He just forgot that today's Shabbos, and even there we're saying he chayv in every single malacha. But the problem is holy motzi lemisnehachi. But what I mean, the Mishnah could not have said that. Because the Mekanev would have said that, have a mashma, it would have sounded like from the words of that he's chayv and everything of malacha, to loy mechayv hayadei ikar Shabbos, akal Shabbos v'Shabbos. That then, that the one who knows the essence of Shabbos is not going to be chayv on every single Shabbos, only every single malacha, like Rabbi's Medaik over there. But in the case that we're describing over here, you actually are going to be chayv on every single Shabbos. So, Batiritz, so the re answers, he says, the Hachipach, that actually this is the Gemara's question. The listening how you did Iker Shabbos, that should say someone knows the essence of Shabbos and he just forgot today's Shabbos. The chayv akol av malacha shall call Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's what it should have said. It'd be chayv every single malacha on every single Shabbos. Now, the Rashi Mefarsh, he explains the ihabatani behedya. Had we said explicitly how you did Iker Shabbos that if he knows the essence of Shabbos, he just forgot today's Shabbos. That would be liable for every av malacha. Then actually, even then, actually, according to Rabbah, then he would not have his inference. Again, Rabbah is an Amayra coming on the Mishnah. The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah now. You're right. If that's how we had learned it, like the Gemara is asking, then we would not have the inference that he's not chayv in every single Shabbos. But Dolakitani, from the fact that it doesn't say chayv kol av malacha shakol Shabbos, that he's liable on every av malacha on every single Shabbos, because this that he's liable for every av malacha every single Shabbos, to leitzorich lemisanya. It doesn't have to tell us that. The Mereisha Shamin, we already know that from the Reisha. The Tani, where the Mishnah told us, Behikr, someone knew the essence of Shabbos, and in the end, he forgot the essence of Shabbos. The Chayva called Shabbos for Shabbos. It is liable for every single Shabbos, obviously, because the intermediate days separate and make a liability for every single Shabbos. So, Koshkin, you did Iker Shabbos for sure, if he knows the essence of Shabbos, and he just forgot that today is Shabbos, that he would be liable for every single Shabbos, like we said previously, and therefore, even according to Rava, that would be the understanding of being liable for every single Shabbos. The next place the Master begins the words of the Gemara, V'koshkin hai. Tries to come to explain, again here in the same thick of the sugya in the Havimin of Rabban Shmuel, that the question is that it should really just be another case. Which the Gemara is asking according to Rabban Shmuel that from the Diga, the Mishnah, the way we're explaining for them, that only if you forgot the essence of Shabbos are you chai for every single Shabbos. But if you know the essence of Shabbos, you just forgot the today's Shabbos, you can be chai in every single Moloch. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so why does it say if he knows that it's Shabbos and he does many malacha? That's the third case in the Mishnah. He's chayav in every malacha. What do you mean? Say big chiddush. He knows the essence of Shabbos. You forgot today's Shabbos. He's chayav in every malacha. For sure, when you didn't forget. So today says, like we said previously, the Hachanami loyboy lememir. The Gemara's question, not trying to say derlo lasanya klab the Mishnah, that it shouldn't say at all in the Mishnah the halacha that if he knows that it's Shabbos, the third case. And that he did many malachas, it's chayav in every single malacha. Because the Mekain, if we would delete that case, Havimin, then I would say, the chayav nama al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That actually, not only would you be chayav in every single malacha in that case, you would be chayav even also on every single Shabbos. But Ve'enikin, that's not the case. L'Rabba the Krisis, like we said from Rabba, Mesachtes Krisis, that he holds that you're not chayav for every single Shabbos, only for every single malacha. Now, rather, the Gemara's question at this point is, listening bava achriti. It should just say another category, Hayadeh Shur Shabbos. If someone knows that it's Shabbos, that ain't a chayv, I'll call Shabbos, you're not chayv for every single Shabbos, only every single malacha. And that's the Gemara's question, not saying that you should delete it because we need it, but just that we should say it as a separate case, and this should be the chiddush of the halacha of that you are chayv on every single malacha, and that would be a chiddush that you're not chayv for every single Shabbos, like we said in the previous place. The next says, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, ki hikir ul b'sev shachadam. It's really like the case that when he knew about it, and then he ultimately forgot. Try to explain what the Gemara is coming to say. The Gemara concluded, you're right. Truth is, Rabbi Shmuel explained the Mishnah the way everyone explains it, as we had in the Havamin, and that's the Maskana too. That the first case is when he knew and then he forgot. Rabbi Shmuel only saying that also Tinik Shanishba is also like that case of Hikam Sev Shachach and Yimichai one Chas. Now, Pesach, as Rashi explains, why don't we say in the Mishnah, that, quote unquote, the bigger Chiddush, that Yimichai Vachatas, even though you never knew about Shabbos in the first place, that's the case of a child that was grew up amongst the Gentiles. Oh, says Rashi, could delay Timur that you shouldn't say, oh, that if I would have said only kids when he never knew, then it's not to say the hiccup of Shach, but if he knew and then he forgot, Chayav Kol Shabbos, then you have every single Shabbos. So because of that, that's why we had to say it only in the case of hiccup of Shach for the other way, not to think that it's more than just that. Now, but since there's a Kashlui, but this is difficult to read, because they become Mokum Lasanya, and this is the theme really of all these Taisis in here on this staff, it should still say, no, say the case of Tinik Shanishba, which is a Chiddush, and say also after that, the other case, Hikob Sev Shachach, if you knew and then you forgot, that you only Michaev one. The Kagab in the Parchle, like we explained, that was the Gemara's question previously. Listen to Hikob Sev Shachach, say that he knew and then he forgot. But Koshkin Ha, can appreciate, like we explained, the Gemara's not saying as Taisa that he explained to delete it, just say as another case here also. So it says, near the read, it seems to the read, the Vadi Yavatani Chayev Chatas, you're right. If the wording of the Mishnah would be Chayav Chatas, the Hava also lets me the Chiyuva, that it would be coming to tell us in the opening case of the Mishnah, the Reisha, an obligation, a liability. That would be a good question to listen to Tinik Shanishba. You should have the case of the unknown, the child who never knew anything about the law. That was a Tvei. So it would be a bigger Chiddush than Chayav. Abel Hashtim, but now Diktoni Ein Chayav El Achaz, the wording of the Mishnah is that he's only given a liable one. The Petura slash that wording sounds like an exemption, a decrease in liability. So, not good hiccups. That's why the Mishnah says it in the case of it that he knew and then he forgot. that Rav Husa Trey, with that's a bigger chiddush to say that even though he wants new Shabbos, still he's not going to mechayev for every single Shabbos individually. He's only mechayev one time for all the Shabbos. But Taisa ends up miv kashli, but we still find something difficult because the mekamokum listening tenik shenishba, but it should still say the chiddush of tenik shenishba. Delaying the dilemma of the potter, that you shouldn't make the error that you would think that maybe he's going to be potter, which is Kribiach Mishlakish, which actually the armor of the dude disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should have said Tinik Shenishba. But all the listening, then it should have said Hiklub Seb Shacha, and it should have said both cases. That's a difficulty. Why are we saying only one? Yeah, we're saying the Hiklub Seb Shacha because we're saying of an exemption, but say the other Chiddush too, so that you don't make the mistake to think, which as we find that that's actually Machlaik, is to think that Tinik Shenishba not going to be Chayiv, even one Chatas at all. Tinik says the master begins the words of the Gemara about Tinik Shenishba, but the child that was taken in captivity by the Gentiles, Potter, he's going to be exempt. Just to explain that this of Ayim Mutter, generally, the halacha is actually like Shagig, except for one exception regarding Galus. And that is because the Gemara brings the contribution of Shlakish. Tinik Shenishba, that was amongst the Gentiles, not like Rabbi Shmuel, they hold he's going to be Potter of Machatas. Now, Pirish B'Kun, just Rashi explains, what's the reason for their opinion, not Rabbi Shmuel? Because the Ksabi, they hold Ayim Mutter. If someone says something's permitted, meaning he thinks it's permitted, honestly, that's really considered like an einus, and it's not even going to be like a shagi to be chayav a carbon. In other words, not going to be chayav a carbon chatz. So as Tosfos ain near, that does not seem to be the correct interpretation. Because the Tanai Kamunbis, actually, their reasoning is not because of Ayin Mutter. Their reasoning is like the Tana Munbis, Kedam Samacha, like the Gemara shortly going to say, that whenever you didn't have a Yedi Metchila, you can be Potter. And by the time of the Munbis and the Farsha come, the reason that Munbis, the Gemara explains later on, Leof Mekro, will learn from a Pasik. So it's nothing to do with the Svar of Ayin Mutter. Obviously, Teis is coming to say that Ayim Mutter would not make you into a Shagi. But then Teis is bothered, Bahadam, Perik Beis, the Makis. This is the Gemara says the Makis of Zion Beis. Gabigol is regarding the liability of going to exile to the Ir Miklat when someone kills by mistake. So the Gemara says over there that it says in the Pasuk Bishkok that if he did it by mistake, says the Brisa, that's Prat Lemezi. That's come to exclude if he did it deliberately. Mefarish, and has to say Rava explains, Prat Lo Ayim Mutter. What that's coming to exclude him, if someone says that it's permitted, that then he's not going to be chayev in Gaul. Meanwhile, when I'm saying prat lemezid, we mean someone that's oimim mutter, that he's part of him going to Gaul. So that's not considered a shkaga. On that, apparently, Abaye asked him, what do you mean, oimim mutter, if someone says permitted, anusu, he's an oinus, not like you're saying, amazed. Now, seemingly, from Abaye's question, it sounds like that he's saying that oimim mutter, that he's going to be part of him Gaul, is because it's not a shkaga, it's an oinus. So you see clearly that from Abai's question, that it does make someone into honest the way Rashi says, and that's what says love dafka kama honest doesn't really mean to say that he's an honest. The b'chamalkam echayivin, like, because in general, Taisa is going to shortly prove that we do hold someone liable as a shaygig if he thinks it's mutter that he never knew it's asim. Elagab galus dafka b'mayit rava emutter. Specifically, regarding the laws of exile, which is what that sugi is talking about. Specifically over there. That's what Rava says. We're going to exclude Ayma Mutter. And we're going to consider Ayma Mutter as not a Shagi, but as an Aynas. That's for specifically of Avimashim, the Tuba Bishkaga Ksiv Hasam. There in the Parsha of Golas, I mentioned many times the concept of Shkaga. Why I say so many times Shkaga? To be very, very specific, to exclude even things that are generally considered Shkaga, like the case of Ayma Mutter. Since it's not really like, although the Shkaga is, so therefore it's excluded from the Halacha of Golas. But generally, by other Shkagas, for sure, says Teis Ayim Mutter is going to be considered like a shaygig, not like the way Rashi says. Because the Haba Pirkin, because in the Perek, we find in Mechayivi Ayim Mutter by Vedazara, or Bechaylev, we find that even if someone says, quote, he thinks it's permitted by idolatry and forbidden fats, that we do hold you liable. Avgav Dechsib Behem Beshkog, even though the liability of carbon by those, it says by mistake. So obviously we see, not like Rashi, that Ayim Mutter is considered as a shkog. But Taisa says, now, Babaya Parakhle, so what was Abaya's question that he says, I'm a mutter on the su? But you see from the words of Abaya that he held that saying something permitted is considered an oinus. So it says Taisa, no, his intent is not to say that in general it's considered an oinus and not a shaggy. Rather, his intent is that it's not a mazid, which was the wording that Rabbi was coming to explain in the Brisa. And if you want to explain the Brisa, excluding a mutter, what Abaya was asking on Rabbi was, but Lehavale le Mishma Brisa should not have said in the Brisa, Bishkoga Prat le mazid, and the Prat le onus. Because the Yosef Dami Bakar, it's more similar and comparable. Because of Mutter Lo Onus Milamezit. So yeah, he agrees that it's not considered a Shkaga. But his question was, don't call it Mezit, call it more the case of Onus. But you're right, it's not a classic Onus. And generally, Ayma Mutter says, Tais Nalagrashi would be considered a Shkaga, not an Onus. But then next says, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, V'chayim al Adam, and he's liable for the eating the blood, Achas, one liability. Which Tais comes to explain, what's the Chiddush of the Brisa by Tinik Shenishba regarding this Adam? Now, as the Brisa was explaining, the Tinik Shenishba, he's only going to be chayav one liability for all his sins. For each one, let's say he ate dam his whole life, he's going to be liable only one karmachatas. Now, what Bader says is, even though it's an obvious halacha, we're in general, the akol mash achol dam, whatever person eats from blood, in the chayav alachas, since there's only one lapse of a wind, it's only chayav one liability, in blood, there's no possibilities of differentiations of more than one liability in the category of blood to be chayav more than one karmachatas. In contrast to like by Shabbos, where you have many different malachas, and actually says that what do you mean? Every single person, but like tenek shenizba, even without being a tenek shenizba, a kol dam b'dam, every type of blood that he consumes, in chayv malachas only chayv one. So what's the chiddush in the brisa regarding the tenek shenizba? So Elamari Rav the Ri says that the chiddush of the brisa is the ma'ariyah fila ochlin b'kama tamchulim. We're talking about that even if the blood was eaten in many different trays and dishes. Where Dilrib Yeshua, the Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Alpha Manav brings that regarding Odamach, a regular person, a regular Jew, actually Chayav Kol Tamchu B'Tamchu would be liable, whatever the issue is, let's say blood for every single tray, a separate Karmachatz, Daf Elibahel, not that even one lapse of awareness. And that's what the Bryce is coming to say. But Tinik Shanishba, regarding the Tinik Shanishba, in the Chayav, Allah Echad, you don't be liable for one liability. That's the Chiddush that we're coming to say by the Tinik Shanishba, who never knew at all that it's Asr, there's only Michayev, he never knew the essence of the Isr, only Michayev, one liability. Now, what does bother the Rajba, however, is, okay, fine, you explained the Chiddush in the case of Ochol Dam. But the Ma'itzuk Sulash Min Lemisni, what did the Brisa gain by saying the other cases, let's say, Alachay Levecha, the Fachay, the Gimichayb one, really told you this Chiddush of the Tinik Shanishba? What's the purpose of saying these other cases? It's not really teaching us anything. Tinik says the Master that begins the words of the Gemara, Kol Shekain Shay Safta. For sure that now you're adding on to my opinion. Which takes comes to prove that the truth is, even when you don't have the idea b'shas the ma'isa of the avera, mumbas were holding michayev achatas. That is, the brisa brought that mumbas was proving his case that you have to have had a yediyah at some point, and therefore, like a tenei shanishba is going to be pata because he never knew it at one point. That's Rabbi Akiva. Well, if that's the case, you're comparing shegi to mezid because they both have the word chatas chet. So then, say it all the way. So just like mezid is b'shas ma'isa, because you're doing an action deliberately, so the shaygi is during the action. On that, the mumbaz, he says yes. As Gemara will explain the next daf, how that's possible. And for sure, you added on, now you supported my opinion, you said even more. So I'm just going to explain what mumbaz is coming to say, is because the Pirish Bukunsh, like Rashi explains. The af b'zu mechayv. He's coming to say that even in the case of when he's having a machshava in the action itself, that even then you can mechayv for a kar mechatas. But of course, you're going to be liable for the karmachatzis on the shkaga if you did not have the awareness during the time of when you're coming to do the ma'isa, as long as you had idea beforehand. And the proof is, because the Rabbi Yechon and the Mishlag Shabbik Mumbiz, the Gemara says that they hold like Mumbiz, which he says that by tenikshin, you're going to be potter because you didn't never had idea beforehand. And even so, they hold the halacha of the Mishnah that if you knew at one point the essence of Shabbos and you forgot it, because he had a new awareness at one time, he would be chayav chatas. So you see that obviously Mumbaz holds that it doesn't have to be a yidi b'shas ma'is. It's even. And it's so to be tanya nam l'kamat, so to the Gemara brings later on a brisa that says shaga b'zeh b'zeh, but someone made an error in both the concept of Shabbos and regarding malachas. Oh, zeh shaga omar Torah, that's the concept of shaga that's mentioned in the Torah, because that's a bona fide shaga on all elements. Well, mikmina k'mumbaz, and we explain, oh, that brisa is going like Mumbaz, which even though he did not have an awareness during the ma'isa, but as long as he had an idea, mitchila, that's going to be enough to make him liable for chatas. And so it says behind the timer, and that's the reason, mishum disvaru, because of logic, which, how do we know that it's even? I wonder if you're comparing to mezid, you go all the way. No, because the la'iska shaygi le mezid la fukile me mashmona shaygi shkaga. We weren't comparing shaygi to mezid with the same word chad to uproot the definition of what a shkaga is, because the adra, to the contrary. Shaygi mashmona de lesli di b'shaz ma'isa. An error means to say that he didn't have awareness as it was happening. The heck is only coming to increase the liability. To say that also, even there is awareness during the action, which again we'll explain next up, that even there's Michaib Achatas. Because without the heckish, I would have said that only if he had an awareness at one point. And we say, no, even if he had an awareness, Bashas the Maisa. But what the read does find difficult is the Patrim Akesha, but what do you mean? From the comparison of Shagaga to Mazid, you're exempting Tinish Shanizba, who, since he never had an awareness, like Mazid, so maybe you say there's not Chayav Achatas, so then, but the reason bothered, then Mahay Tamanam Yifta, then why? Then, from that reasoning also, you should exempt Hikl B'Sev Shachach, that even though at one point you had an awareness, but then you forgot, if you're comparing it to Mezid, so it's still not like Mezid, and therefore why in that case do we agree, like we proved from Rechon Shlakish, that same thing with Mumba's hold, that you'd be Chayiv, why? Why don't you go all the way with the Hekesh and say that even over there, that one would be exempt from a Karmachata like we find by Mezid, we have to know when you're doing the Mezid itself.